Welcome to the show that focuses on the positive. Things to live for. Here's Rick.
Hi, thanks for joining us here on this installment of our little program. Life can get quite tiring sometimes. In a previous episode, we talked about how unplugging can really help. One great way to get away without having to really travel anywhere is by having a hobby. If we just physically leave work or school, we can't expect to be completely detached from it all. We also need to get away mentally. We do that by keeping our minds occupied or distracted with something else. Hobbies are perfect for that. A good hobby can be from among a really wide range of pastimes. It can be anything from sports, to music, to collectibles, to arts and crafts, to baking. Whatever you choose to do, just remember to go hard at it. The more you get into it, the less likely you are to think about the worries of your life. When you have the right thing, it can inspire you and even energize you. A great hobby should not just distract you, though. It's best if it's something that can utilize and enhance your best skills or challenge your intellect. If you haven't found a good hobby yet, don't be afraid to experiment. You may be surprised to find out what can excite your interest and eventually enhance your life. Thanks for listening to the show that spreads positivity 2 minutes at a time. We come out with new episodes 2 to 3 times a week, so please check in whenever you can. You can also go to our episode archive to see shows that you might have missed or would like to visit again. It's on our website. Here comes Faith with the details. Rick here. Have a blessed day.
For more of the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstoliveFor.com. That's things, the number 2, liveFor.com.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone. And help is available. If you're in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.